When the forward commander was told to sit tight, when he asked that his men be withdrawn, and the generals gave thanks as the other ranks held back the enemy tanks for a while, and the Anzio bridgehead was held for the price of a few hundred ordinary lives. And kind old King George sent Mother a note when he heard that Father was gone. It was, I recall, in the form of a scroll with gold leaf and all. Drawer of old photographs hidden away, and my eyes still grow damp to remember His Majesty signed with his own rubber stamp.
It was dark all around, there was frost in the ground when the tigers broke free.
This is Jaron Lanier, certainly not Dan Dennett, and you are listening to Tears of the Gods on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts University Educational Radio.
Are you an animal lover? Are you looking for ways to help animals? Well, now your visit to Big Cat Rescue can really make a difference. We provide sanctuary and a permanent home to over 140 exotic cats. Your visit to the sanctuary also helps support conservation efforts around the globe. We help such organizations as the Snow Leopard Trust and the Sumatran Tiger Fund. If you can't wait to visit the sanctuary, take a sneak peek at us, www.bigcatrescue.org. So I hope to see you at Big Cat Rescue, where your visit can make a world of difference.
If there was an emergency, would your family have enough water and non-perishable food to last 3 days? We asked families across the country. Here are some of their answers.
Well, we depend mostly on our meats, on our refrigerator, on, you know, cooking that way. So most of our foods are in the refrigerator. Once the electricity goes out, your refrigerator goes out. So you can only use that for a certain amount of time.
We usually eat fresh food daily.
You know, in the pantry we have like granola bars and canned tomatoes, you know.
That's true, but that's really not survival food, tomato paste.
The brand of dog food that I do purchase for the dogs, as well as the cats, are edible by humans. We could even share the same bowls.
How about my own bowl?
You got your own bowl.
Is your plan any better? To learn more about making an emergency plan for your family, go to ready.gov. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and the Ad Council.
Waiting for that line to come. Daniel, waiting.
Them lions is lying.
is the Tears of the Gods sound collage, only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio. This evening, our theme is all about big cats. Tigers, lions, and leopards, especially the deaf kind, with our featured artists, Deaf Leopard. We began that almost half-hour-long set because we're into playing the music for you, baby, here on WMFO. Yeah, that was The Cult and Tiger in the Sun from their Born Into This album. Then we heard from Bob Marley, Iron Lion Zion. Bob Dylan followed that with his utterly classic song, Leopard Skin Pillbox Hat. Deaf Leopard, our featured artists, You Got Me Running from their High and Dry album, which has been described by Phil Collin, one of their guitarists, as having a very AC/DC sound, which at that time wasn't too surprising because they were working as they had on quite a number of their albums with Mutt Lang, world-renowned music producer and producer of many AC/DC albums. Also heard Pink Floyd, When the Tigers Broke Free. Bruce Springsteen, Lion's Den. And also a little clip in there from longtime WMFO DJ Billy Bob Neck. Them lions are lying, yeah. And we concluded with Deaf Leopard and Run Riot off of their Hysteria album, which was an incredibly successful album. Hard rock with a real pop flavor. What Mutt Lang, who ultimately worked with them again on that album, which took 3 years and at that time was the most expensive record album in UK history. And the guitars on that album weren't recorded the way most guitars for rock bands are, going through these big tube amplifiers in the studio. Instead, they sound distinctly like a lot of the band Boston's albums, layered guitars do on that. And that's because they were playing at Mutt Lang's insistence through these transistorized headphone guitar amps invented by Boston's Tom Scholz, these rock men. And, well, it sounds pretty good for what they wanted to do on Hysteria. Backing me up right now is the German electronic band Tangerine Dream, and this track is called Cat Scan. And, you know, I wanted to mention a few facts about texting and driving. A texting driver is 23 times more likely to get into a crash than a non-texting driver. And distractions exceed what being drunk are. Having a blood alcohol concentration at the legal limit of 0.08%. Well, when they take people and they test them, they find people who are texting do worse than drunk people. And distracted driving is now the number one killer of American teens. But more than that, I've been seeing people who are just, oh my goodness, okay, yes. I've been seeing people who just don't care. So I was driving back from New York earlier this week, and along the highway, there's this minivan in front of me that keeps veering into my lane. And I was cursing it a bit before I decided quite prudently just to get away from it. And I realized that that kind of driving, the driver was probably texting and just not caring. And then back here in Massachusetts, driving back on 128 during what was first a slowdown, and then actually routing around an accident, I noticed this younger woman in front of me during the slowdowns, and she's on her right hand, she's holding a phone and talking. Okay, that's legal, but it's a pretty distracting thing, and you're not. And then what I particularly noticed is with her other hand, while we're, you know, going 5-10 miles an hour, she takes her hand off of the steering wheel and she's like making all sorts of gestures. So there's no hand on the steering wheel. And, you know, it's just like, okay, here's somebody who's doing something else other than giving her full attention to the driving. And then as it slows down, the traffic slows down, she stops. And she turns around and she goes into her back seat and she grabs a backpack and she takes out of the backpack what's a folder with a whole bunch of papers with it. With her right hand, she's still talking on the phone. With her left hand, she starts laying out the papers on the folder on top of the steering wheel and starts driving again, talking on the phone. So I honk at her. And she keeps going and doing what she's doing. And then when she realizes that I'm honking at her, she turns around and she gives me the finger. Well, Rizko takes a photograph of her license plate number with the phone. Rizko in the passenger seat. And then I'm like, okay, I just need to get, you know, I don't want to be behind her. And I get into the other lane for a little bit of negotiation and I pass her. And she rolls down her window and she starts yelling at us. That's just crazy. And as we finally get out of this traffic jam, there's two cars and one is smashed into the other. And the odds are pretty good. It's because somebody was distracted and in particularly texting. As I'd mentioned a couple of weeks ago, during my five times a week, 5 mile runs, I'm stopping generally over at the corner of Boston Avenue and Route 16, Alewife Brook Parkway. And if the traffic light, I count how many people go by that are texting through the intersection. And it's like one out of four or one out of five, including a young woman with a baby in the car. And, you know, I know how in many ways people are very protective of their child, but how can anybody say there's nothing more precious than my baby, the safety of my baby, except maybe texting while I'm driving through an intersection? It's just, it's crazy. It's stupid. People get killed that way. And no, you're not a better multitasker than other people, so it's okay for you. And I can only imagine what that young woman who was apparently having a meeting in her car in the traffic jam with her folders open over the steering wheel. She's like, I'm late for a meeting. I didn't want to be in this traffic jam. I've got to get my work done. Plus, I can handle this. I'm not like you who gets distracted. Okay, I'm going to finish that rant right there. We've got one last set for you, and I'm going to start it off as we continue to explore our theme of big cats, tigers, lions, and leopards, especially the deaf kind. We're going to send out Chuck's Brian Eno request here first before getting into the Deaf Leopard and some White Lion and Junior Marvel and, oh, so much more in our final 34 minutes of our sound collage here on WMFO. Here's Brian Eno and Taking Tiger Mountain.
She's so dangerous.
That girl.
You getting any readings on your instruments?
Yes, sir. There's a tiger burning bright in the forest of the night. I'm trying to Saturn rings around my head down a road that's Martian red.
One woman can make you fly like an eagle. Another can give you the strength of a lion. But only one in the cycle of life can fill your heart with wonder and the wisdom that you have known a singular joy.
You love.
worked around predators since I was 20 years old. Lions, jackals, hyenas, you.
Blue moon, you saw me standing alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Blue moon, you knew what I was there for. You heard me sing a prayer for someone I really could care for. Para querer, siempre me toca perder. Luna azul, tú me has visto llorar, nada más mi sombra para hablar, estoy harto buscar.
This is Joe Elliott from Def Leppard for Rad. Planning on going out and having a party? Great, have a lot of fun. But do me a big favor and don't blow it. Always choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives. You should too.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, Rad, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council. We'll be right back.
kind of feel like walking into the lion's den right now. I kind of feel like Daniel.
La da di da da di da da dum ba, a di di da da di di da di dum. La da 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 di di da da da, a di di da di la da di da. A ja ja, ogunro ye apuro sho apuro sho.
A ja ja, ogunro
ye apuro sho apuro sho.
A ja ja, ogunro
ye apuro sho apuro sho.
A ja ja, ogunro.
A ja ja, ogunro ye apuro sho akabaile o.
A ja.
Manja
Oroguro Bani
Batala
Oroguro Bani
Ajaja
Oroguro Bani
Oguro
Oroguro
Baya Serie
Oroguro Bani
Yeanuere
Oroguro Bani
Mabalopa
Oroguro Bani
Oguro
Sababo
Eaburo
Oroguro.
Spell, take your fill. On and on.
You've been listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Community Radio. I've been your host, Edward Buchert, and our theme this evening was all about big cats, tigers, lions, and leopards, especially the deaf kind, with our featured artists, Def Leppard. That was a pretty long set, starting off with a request from Chuck U, Brian Enos, taking Tiger Mountain. Then our featured artists with Don't Shoot Shotgun from their Hysteria album, which, as I mentioned, all the guitars were recorded not through giant Marshall or Fender amps cranked all the way up. No, they were on a Tom Scholz, the genius behind Boston, a little Rockman transistor headphone amp that really sounds big and huge. Then we heard from the Silk Road Ensemble, Desert Capriccio from Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. White Lion, Wait. Junior Marvel gave us Tiger Man. Public service message from Joe Elliott about the importance of not drinking and driving. And let's just say texting is just as bad. And then Def Leppard once again, Me and My Wine. A final Calypso piece from Trinidad and the Caribbean with Cyril Monroe. That was the Lion African War Call. And we finish things up with Def Leppard and Fooling off of Pyromania. And now we are well into the jazz prelude to the Time Tunnel with Chase Carson. And special guest this evening, Old School Steve. You'll want to hang out for that. And I'm going to be doing my cooking, rocking to all that. Whatever kind of genre it might be, rhythm and blues, soul, funk, dance, and disco. Yeah, all of that. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back again next week here on WMFO in Medford.
Presentation.